But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In the last days, mockers will come with their mockings, following after their own lust and saying, where is the sign of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue just as they were from the beginning of creation. But the day of the Lord will come, Peter said, as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burned up. Let me tell you why Jesus has not come yet. Let me tell you why he's so patient. It's the same reason that he's not judged America yet. It's the same reason the stock market has not collapsed as yet, as I preach today. Because he is merciful. He's long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish.
Isaiah the prophet preached the wrath of God. He said, behold, the day of the Lord is coming, cruel, with wrath, fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy sinners thereof out of it. And I will punish the world for their sins, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease. I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall be removed out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Jeremiah preached the judgment wrath of God. He said, but the Lord is the true God. He's the living God. He's the everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to endure his indignation. No one's going to stand when he moves in his anger and wrath against sin. Ezekiel preached the same thing, and I told you to get Ezekiel, go to 22 now, verse 17. Now I want you to listen. You'll see it, and I want you to see it. Is there wrath in the Bible? Is God a God of mercy? Yes. Is God a God of love? Yes. But he's also a holy God. He's a just God. And he's going to judge sin by his wrath.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
And the gospel is that in spite of your sins, God loves you. He's willing to save you. He's willing to forgive you. He wants to take you to heaven. And if we're to be saved, we must come by the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, but he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that we should all come to repentance.
Now that's what the word believe means in the Bible. That's what it means, the word faith. You believe to the point that you commit your life to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. No other Lord, no other gods. You're ready to change your whole lifestyle to make him Lord and Master.
He is able to save to the uttermost, and the Lord is patient.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.